not something that I want to live through again, that's for sure. Standing outside here with my husband and we didn't really know whether the building was going to be standing by the end of the night was not something that we'd ever anticipated having to imagine. It was devastating at the time, yes.
How much damage did it cause to your pub?
Well, our first impression when we were given access by the firemen was that the damage in the pub wasn't too bad. There clearly was a smoky smell, there clearly had been damage, but it wasn't really until the next few days that we started to realise the extent of the water damage that had occurred.
Well, let's go inside the Wumble where it's a lot warmer. You've got the decorators in at the moment because you are opening up at the end of next week. You've got a big event taking place on Monday, and as you walk in, there's quite a few leather sofas in front of us, some tins of paint as well, and then towards the back of the restaurant all the tables are set, and I can smell the fresh paint. It looks like you've revamped the entire bar area.
Yes, pretty much. So there was a lot of water damage in this area particularly. The whole of the bar flooring has had to be replaced, and we obviously had to wait for everything to dry out before we could even start any work, and that was the cause for a lot of the delay. We've replaced our large wine rack, we've replaced the back bar, and everything else has been given a coat of paint and a freshen up, really.
If I recall, this area of the bar where we're standing now was quite dark, and you've uncovered this huge sort of spotlight above us.
We always knew that there was a sort of glass skylight hidden away up here, but as part of the work that needed to be done, we've been able to uncover that. So that's really nice. It gives us more natural light in the corner of the bar.
So that was the extent of the damage downstairs. What about upstairs as well?
So upstairs was pretty devastating as well. There was more immediate damage apparent to us up there because the firemen had had to cut through walls to be able to fire the hoses through to Cycle King. Had they not done that, we wouldn't have the building standing today. So we are grateful they did that, but it did mean that there was a lot of damage to be repaired. However, I'm really pleased to say that that was pretty much all finished just before Christmas. And as a family, we were able to move back just before Christmas, which was amazing.
What was it like, though, having to move out of your home, and how supportive were the local community after the fire had been extinguished?
Everybody has been amazing. So we have said it before in the press, but would like to reiterate again, thank you to everybody we know, all our customers, just everybody that offered help, all of our team. We were pretty devastated. I think if you have fire in your business or if you have a fire in your home, either is bad in its own right. But when it's happened in both places at once, you literally don't really have any ground under your feet for quite some time. And it's been a tough 4 months for us as a family and as a business.
Yeah, because I seem to recall that you were optimistic you would open for Christmas, but that wasn't the case.
No, we really thought it would just be 2 or 3 weeks maybe, then that stretched to 4 to 6 weeks, and then it became apparent that due to issues with getting the building dry again, we weren't actually going to be able to start the work for quite some time. So that's when it became very clear that we were going to have to say to our customers, we're really sorry, but we're not going to be open at Christmas, and give them time to either move across to one of our other pubs or to look elsewhere for a venue for Christmas. So not a decision we wanted to have to make, but it was just taken out of our hands in the end.
Were those customers understanding? Were they sympathetic?
Yes, our team telephoned round as soon as we became aware, which was several weeks before Christmas, that this was going to be the case. People were really supportive and we were very grateful for that. Quite a few people did move across to either the Cadogan or the Crown, and obviously we understood that that didn't suit everybody and some people went elsewhere, but yeah, our customers were amazing.
So how do you feel then about reopening next week? Because you've got a few events in the run-up to the official opening, which is on Thursday, isn't it?
Yes. So we're open officially from 5 o'clock on Thursday. So we'll be opening our doors with great excitement from then on. We've got quite a lot of bookings over the weekend, which is lovely to see. We've had lots of lovely messages from customers saying that they've booked and are really looking forward to coming in. And we have a couple of pre-opening events earlier in the week before that happens.
Are you optimistic you can get your trade back following the fire and the fact that those doors have been closed for 4 months?
Well, we're very conscious that it has been a long time. We've obviously missed our customers. We've missed being open. This is what we do. This is what we want to do. We've never wanted to be closed for this long. We're very hopeful that we will see everybody back again, not just over the opening weekends, but over the weeks and months and years to come. It'll be 10 years in July since we opened the Wumble. So we look forward to welcoming people for a long time to come.
Despite the fire, are you optimistic about the future? Is it an exciting challenge? challenge that lies ahead for you and your husband and the team.
Yes, I think we're all very excited. The team have been in with us for the last week or so, getting everything ready. And I think we're all very excited to finally be there. It kind of feels like we're on the cusp of getting there now. The chefs have been cooking away, devising the new menus. And I think everybody's really excited and just looking forward to getting those doors open again and seeing familiar faces and perhaps some new faces coming through the door as well.